Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, my God. It's happening again. Michael Avenatti, who is representing porn star Stormy Daniels. That'll be the great story if it turns out that Brett Kavanaugh lost his virginity to Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels is like the punchline to a really bad joke. But wouldn't it be odd if Michael Avenatti comes on MSNBC one night and says, I have credible information that he lost his virginity to Stormy Daniels. I can just see it. He said yesterday his client has credible information on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his high school classmate Mark Judge, and is planning to bring forward allegations against Kavanaugh through an on-camera interview in the next 48 hours. You mean she doesn't want to? I would think. Why didn't she testify? 48 hours would be Thursday. Let her testify on Thursday. This is just getting more and more bizarre. Is it time to finally shut this thing down? Is it finally time to just admit that this thing is just out to delay the process? I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Republicans need to be tougher. They keep backpedaling, delaying. When this thing really needs to be shut down, and somebody needs to show some cojones, and as we say in the world of Robert's Rules of Order, move to a vote. It's time to move to a vote. Everybody and their brother says they're not going to be moved either way. Democrats aren't going to be moved to confirm. Republicans aren't going to be moved away from confirming. And that everybody is pretty much entrenched. I want to ask you the question. Have we moved to a point where this is becoming just so bizarre that you want to throw up your hands? I'm going to open up our phone line so that everybody can get in on this. Whether you live in Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne or Pahrump or Ely, here in Las Vegas, in the Coachella Valley. And I want to find out from you. You are the consumer of cable news. You are the ones that spend many of your waking hours taking a look at this. Is this degrading? I mean, I look at this and I keep going, this is bizarre. This is unfit for the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, if I were the other eight members of the Supreme Court, I'd be cringing. Boy, thank God they didn't try this on me. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Should somebody in the United States Senate step up and say, enough is enough, let's move to a vote? Because this is ugly. This is not befitting the highest court in the land. And the Democrats, they don't really give a damn. Believe it or not, they don't. If they besmirch the highest court in the land, it doesn't bother them one iota. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. In fact, let's go to Mike in Reno, listening on 1400 AM. Good morning, Mike. You're up.
Good morning. Can I make a couple of comments about Cosby?
Yes.
First? Okay. He drugged a woman and raped an unconscious woman. I hope he gets 10 years. You want him to go free. We have to have a rule of law here. I don't care if he's 80. I don't care if he's blind. He has to go to jail and pay for his crimes, or we don't have a society of law. And I wouldn't mind seeing him beaten. But we have a parallel here to this other thing. We've had 25, 30 women who were not believed, who were talking about him for years, and the Inquirer published it. So we have almost a parallel opposite thing here. Same thing with Penn State. It went on there with underage boys, and nobody did anything. All right, as far as him, you've been to the Parthenon twice.
Yes.
Do you know what the Parthenon means?
What it means?
The word means.
I do not. I do not speak Greek.
The Temple of the Virgin.
Okay.
As in Parthenogenesis. And, of course, Athena was the virgin goddess born fully armored and an adult from the head of her father, Zeus. I just want to point this out, that that's what it means. And I take him at face value until proven otherwise.
And you're talking about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, let me get to Kavanaugh. I think that's what we have to do. And, you know, as far as his admitting this, I don't know. You maybe went to a different high school than I did, had different experiences. People you know, since we're talking about it, have different sex drives in men and women. He's a deeply religious man. He controlled himself. And let's take it at face value. My experience with the crowd I was in when I moved from the South Bronx to a better area, the high school, there was hardly any sex. As far as I knew, nobody was talking about it. The same thing for my 2 or 3 years in college, which I didn't finish. I was not a good student in high school or college. Now, maybe you had a different experience because when you think of Catholic school with the uniforms, you think right away to sex. It's all girls there, all boys there, and you think of massive sexual suppression, which leads to a higher sex thing. So, you know, your experience was different than mine, and I think maybe his admitting this, as surprising as it was, will have a healthy effect on a very sick, over-sexed society that's stimulated by the media, and everybody's obsessed with it. So now he's going to be tainted for being a virgin till marriage. Boy, yeah. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, and just wait, Mike, for what Saturday Night Live will do. I don't know if they're live this week or not, but you can bet your life they will attack the virginity of Brett Kavanaugh. And by the way, going back to Bill Cosby, I don't know that I've said Have I said that I think he should go free? I'm not sure that he should go free. In fact, I would have no problem with, you know, a couple of years incarceration. But the guy is, what, 81 years old? He's not going to live forever. Do you want him to die in jail, die in prison? I don't. I really honestly don't. I understand these women and their feelings that they want to see him get the max. But the fact is, and by the way, what I'm surprised is that nobody has brought up that this might be an illness that he has. That might be a sexual addiction in some way. Stick around. More to come as we continue. We should know by the time we leave the air, we should know the sentence. You'll be able to hear my smartphone blow up. And you'll know what it is he's going to get. Stick around. More to do. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. You have heard from Brett Kavanaugh. If you haven't, I'll play you a clip coming up in our next segment. To me, he is very, very, very credible. And is he the victim of a smear campaign? What do you think? This is unlike any Supreme Court nomination in the history of our country, where the virginity of the nominee is in question. He says he was a virgin through high school and for many years to come after that. Is that all the way through Yale? Through law school? Don't know. Do you want specifics? Who it was with? The day and date and time? The venue? Backseat of a 75 Chevy or something? I don't know. What are we talking about here? We'll get to that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Miawawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check out meowiwana.com. That's meowiwana.com. I want you to hear from Brett Kavanaugh. I pulled a couple of clips from his interview last night with Martha McCallum. It's unprecedented for a prospective Supreme Court justice to be going on national TV and pleading his case. That's essentially what Brett Kavanaugh did last night with Martha McCallum, and explains why the American people should believe him.
So what do you think is happening? What's happening?
I don't know, but I want a fair process where I can defend my integrity. I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record. And I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have the fairness of the American people. America's about fairness and hearing from both sides. And I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
So you are going to be pressed on something that you just said about people do things in high school, and you were all drinking. Were there times when perhaps you drank so much? Was there ever a time that you drank so much that you couldn't remember what happened the night before?
No, that never happened.
You never said to anyone, I don't remember anything about last night?
No, that did not happen.
Do you sense that any kind of the description of the behavior that I just described with these, you know, women being taken into rooms and raped or having sex with a number of guys, that was going on at the parties that you were at?
I never saw any such thing. Any such thing. I certainly never participated in any such thing, but I never saw or heard of any such thing. And I was focused on trying to be number one in my class and being captain of the varsity basketball team and doing my service projects, going to church. The vast majority of time I spent in high school was studying or focused on sports and being a good friend to the boys and the girls that I was friends with. We have these great lifelong friendships that are fantastic, and supporting each other through the ups and downs of life. And you know, they're an awesome group of people.
I happen to have a little bit of experience. I went to a Jesuit high school, and I totally relate to what Brett Kavanaugh said last night with Martha McCallum. It was remarkably similar to my experience I went to Rockhurst High School, Jesuit all-boys high school in Kansas City. There were schools around the Kansas City area, Loretta Academy, St. Teresa's, Notre Dame de Sion, all girls' schools, and we dated girls from there. And we, you know, we had friendships with people from those other schools. And on Friday and Saturday night, you'd ask one of the girls out, and you'd go to a football game or a basketball game. And then you'd go to Allen's Drive-In and have burgers and fries. I mean that's what it was. Nothing terribly nefarious. Were there occasional were there occasional parties where there was underage drinking? Probably. But again, most of the kids that I went to school with were interested in exactly what Brett Kavanaugh said. Getting good grades, going to school, getting good grades, sports, extracurricular. In my case, I was in speech and debate. And, you know, we had cast parties, but they weren't wild, drunken orgies, if that's what you're asking. But I totally relate to what Brett Kavanaugh said, because that was my life experience at Rockhurst High School in Kansas City. Now, coming up, we're going to get to more of your calls relative to the smear campaign that's underway right now, this instant. And I want to ask you the question. How do we end this? How do we call off the dogs, so to speak? Because what's happening to Brett Kavanaugh and his wife and his kids, the Democrats don't seem to mind. They don't seem to mind. Because Brett Kavanaugh is guilty as charged, and it doesn't matter what's going to happen on Thursday. Regardless of the testimony by anybody on Thursday, it doesn't really matter. And I want to find out from you if we should even go through the Dog and Pony Show on Thursday. I want to find out if maybe they ought to just bag this whole thing on Thursday and move to a vote. And if Susan Collins comes along, she comes along. If not, she doesn't. Same thing with Lisa Murkowski, with Jeff Flake. It's time for Republicans, I think, to stand up. We'll talk about it with you. And I want to find out what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. How would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by as much as 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com has come up with a new smart motor from Fridgewise. It runs at variable speeds to keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. You could save tens of thousands of dollars per year. So give them a call. You can call them right now, 702-570-2501, or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. To your phone calls we go. We're talking about what's going to happen Thursday. We know, for instance, that there may be more of a second accuser. Michael Avenatti has somebody that's going to go on TV in 48 hours. Why are they waiting? It is to derail Brett Kavanaugh, simply put. And I'm going to promise you, there are probably 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 other women just waiting in the wings to be called up for their 15 minutes of fame. This is sickening. Is it time to finally close this down? Somebody on the Republican side having the cojones to call for a vote, either in the committee or on the floor of the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell can bring the issue right to the floor of the United States Senate. Doesn't have to wait for the Judiciary Committee or anybody. My guess is they've got the votes in the committee. So let's go through regular order. If you want to have the Thursday thing, go ahead and have the Thursday thing. But I just see it as being a circus. I will tell you, because of when it starts, we will have highlights of the first 3 hours for you on the show on Thursday. I will promise you that. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I was thinking... If there is such a thing as a self-respecting demo rat, that I would just go off and join, have some integrity, have some self-respect, and go off and join the Communist Party. And I don't know if you know this, Kevin, or not. The Greenpeace, the founder, and the Sierra Nevada group, those were very integrity, well started. But again, the vile bacteria that is communism infiltrated these people. And I would say join the Communist Party. And I got some news for you. You do have a lot of communist listeners. They call themselves social progressives, but I got some bad news for you. You don't have a right to be a communist. And you know what they're not teaching in school anymore, Kevin? Communism is a godless government. I look at these people on TV. They are soulless. This is gut-wrenching to see this happening on the territories of these United States. This is a farce. This is hearsay. Only lawyers can make money off of this, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Thanks, Frank. No, he's right. And I'm going to tell you, just not as a guy that talks about this stuff for a living, but just as a consumer. You want to make me tune out? Try this stuff. I mean, this is so way over all of our heads. And the problem is the demo rats don't really give a damn. They don't care about the children of Brett Kavanaugh. They don't care about the wife of Brett Kavanaugh, what it's doing to her. They just don't care. They're so hell-bent on power. And God forbid we should have somebody on the court for 30 or 40 years. God forbid we should have a strict constructionist on the court. God forbid we should have a federalist on the court. Now, let me just ask you, because what it comes down to for me is there's a point at which you have to say, you know what, we did 30 hours of hearings. We've done now a couple of weeks of postmortem, and now the Christine Blasey Ford stuff. We have the second accuser. We have a possible third accuser who's going to go on TV on, I guess, on Thursday to coincide with the hearings. This just gets more and more bizarre as we go along. It makes no sense at all. And somebody tell me, is the Republic better served by what's going on right now? Are we as a nation growing closer? Are we being pulled further apart? And how do we undo this? How do we disengage? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. One thing I do know is that all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Real Water, taste and feel this difference. Oh, and by the way, did I mention you want to save real money on your Real Water? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. I do it. Wayne Allen Root is a customer. In fact, I just had my delivery last Thursday, and I love it. They bring it right to your door, and you save big money. Try it. realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Now, this whole thing has gotten so bizarre to the point where the status of Judge Kavanaugh's virginity has come into play. And last night, one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen, and certainly the most bizarre run-up to a vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee. This was last night with Martha McCallum. Major, major revelation. Brett Kavanaugh, during his high school years when all these wild parties were going on, was a virgin.
Michael Avenatti says that he has significant evidence and another accuser who claims that you and Mark Judge at multiple house parties in the Washington, D.C. area during the 1980s would participate in the targeting of women with alcohol and drugs to allow a train of men to subsequently gang rape them. There are multiple witnesses that will corroborate these facts, and each of them must be called to testify publicly. Did you ever participate in, or were you ever aware of any gang rape that happened at a party that you attended?
That's totally false and outrageous. Never done any such thing, known about any such thing. When I was in high school, and I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, a Jesuit high school, where I was focused on academics and athletics, going to church every Sunday at Little Flower, working on my service projects and friendship. Friendship with my fellow classmates and friendship with girls from the local all-girls Catholic schools. And yes, there were parties. And the drinking age was 18, and yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion, and people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret or cringe a bit, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
there?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
How many times do you hear did they ask Ruth Bader Ginsburg that? When did you lose your virginity, Judge? Anthony Kennedy, John Roberts? I wonder what would have happened if somebody had asked Antonin Scalia that question. That's bizarre. The big question is, how do we extricate ourselves from this? How do we get out of this? You cannot tell me that's what's going to... If Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God forbid, keels over this afternoon and dies, is the next nominee, the next Trump nominee, going to be subjected to... How old were you when you lost your virginity? Were you a virgin through high school, through college? Is that what we have stooped to the level of at this point? I'm trying to find out how we get out from under this. How do we end this cycle of depravity? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter? I love it when you follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. And I want to find out from you. Because I don't think you want to continue down this road, do you? Where a Supreme Court nominee has to defend himself by letting the world know when he lost his virginity? Is nothing sacred anymore? We'll see what you think. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now.
Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I love friends and family shows. This is one of those shows where we've had a lot of people I really like on. In fact, some of our callers that are coming up are some of my favorite callers. But coming up, top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Brian Kipp, my buddy from Sofa King Creative Group. They're the folks that do our website and our social media management, and they're really good people, really nice people. I like these people. But Brian Kipp's going to be by. He is an event organizer for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Nevada, their annual Community Achievement Award luncheon. They're going to honor the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah. And the Vegas Golden Knights have been just the most amazing story over the last year. We had Kerry Buchholz on. He's the president of the Golden Knights. And it was so fun because we had him on about a year ago before they ever opened their inaugural season, before 1 October. And how much a part of the healing process they were, the Vegas Golden Knights. And to this day, I will be in their debt forever for helping us bring the city back together. And they did. And now you walk into a sports bar, even the preseason games that are on, they're watching preseason hockey. I never would have thought that would have happened. I wish it would have happened, but I had no clue it was going to happen like that. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. I thank you for that. In fact, let's begin with Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
I think this whole thing is a waste of time. The reason I say that, I think the Republicans' mind is made up. Democrats are made up as well. And I think no matter what, Kavanaugh is going to, if they have the votes, they're going to vote him in, whether he did it or whether he didn't. So what's the problem? I mean, you know, Trump has 17 accusers. He's still the president. They're not going to deal with it until he's out. So why not do the same thing for Kavanaugh?
So in other words, vote him in and then attack him or try and impeach him?
Vote him in. Let him do what he's going to do. Why are we fighting it? If they have the numbers, vote him in. Because it's stupid to keep fighting, spending money, bringing all these people, making all these disgusting things about him, and then you're still going to vote him in anyway. So what difference does it make?
Good point. Calvin, thank you, man. That frees up a line. Oh, I saw Joe the plumber the other night. Joe, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I would think that if they had the loser pay option, it would stop a lot of this, because if they took this person that makes this accusation 35 years later, whatever, and has no evidence, no proof, is found unfounded, then they should be subject to the same charge that they're accusing the person of.
Well, now, this is no. Wait a minute. You remember, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I was visiting with Kayleigh McEnany, the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. And I said, what ends up happening is somebody like Omarosa, who ends up taping in the Oval Office, taping in the Situation Room, and why doesn't she end up in jail or sued? For instance, this Christine Blasey Ford, why doesn't she end up sued for like $100 million trying to ruin the reputation of a prospective Supreme Court justice?
Well, that's because there's no law that says that that's the way it should be. You can say anything you want about anybody, and there's no repercussions. You know, slander should be taken very important. I mean, seriously, because here you are, you got this whole thing going on. Now, if this woman was so traumatized by this thing 35 years ago, and she never told her girlfriend, she never told her mother, she never told anything, and now all of a sudden, Who's behind it? Obviously, we know who it is. And when they do stuff like this, there should be some sort of penalty. And if there is no penalty, then it's going to keep on going on and going on and going on.
That's why we have defamation lawsuits. My question is, and by the way, Joe the plumber, good guy. I love him. And by the way, I think he's really a plumber, believe it or not. I'm sorry, but I am I'm of the belief that if you try and bring somebody down, you know, character assassination, whatever you want to call it, I agree with him that there ought to be some sort of penalty. You cannot just go around and besmirch the reputation of people you know. I can't go on the radio and declare that Jameson, our executive producer, just robbed a bank. I can't do it. All of a sudden, I've ruined his reputation. Would it ruin, or all I'm saying is you can't go around doing that. And if that's what our society has stooped to that level, it just makes no sense at all. Now, let's just think about this for a second. On Thursday, we're going to have Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blousy Ford, and they're both going to speak. We don't know if anybody else is going to speak. And we don't even know if the senators are going to ask questions. There was some talk that there was going to be some, I don't know, attorney, mediator. I'm not really sure, but there was some, there was some thought that there would be a third party that would ask the questions, not the senators. My question is, why not the senators? This is a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Are you trying to tell me that the senators aren't going to be allowed to ask questions? When did you lose your virginity, Judge Kavanaugh? Who was it with? Backseat of a Chevrolet, or was it a luxury vehicle? Explain to me the circumstances. I mean, this is moving into the realm of softcore porn. Stick around. More to do. Brian Kipp will join us. Friends and Family Day on Live and Local Now from Sofa King Creative Group. One of the organizers for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Nevada and their annual Community Achievement Award luncheon, honoring the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll relive an amazing year for the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up, plus your phone calls. Live and local now.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.